generative processes. I guess generative processes are more interesting to me than the notion of art itself. I'm interested in things that grow and things that are beyond my control, things that one might set in motion, but that one doesn't always have to push all the way through. It has its own sort of life. Brian Eno, I think, talks about generative processes or generative music as being a kind of music that is less like the building of a church or blueprints for a building, but instead he talks about generative music as being like a garden. And I'm not really much of a gardener when it comes to plants for food or any of that, but I do believe in a kind of garden of ideas. And I do believe that when one's ideas start slipping away and become something else, there's something amazing about that. Some people talk about making work for themselves, and I don't know that I really buy that, but I do believe that I am part of the audience of the things that I set in motion, and I like to be surprised. Generative processes.
Fruitful mistakes and misunderstandings.
Generative processes are more interesting.
I feel like
to me
a lot of my life
the notion of
has been
itself.
Pushed forward.
I'm interested
through
in
mistakes and
grow,
misunderstandings
and beyond my control.
And I guess I have a soft spot in my heart
set in motion
for,
but. That one
mistakes
doesn't
for misunderstandings
have to push all the way through.
I guess
its own sort
what's
of
nice in seeing
Brian Eno
people that
think,
share their mistakes and people who
or
share their misunderstandings,
kind of music,
people that aren't afraid
that
of looking
less
foolish
like
for a moment,
of
is that they
a
leave a trail
or blueprints for a building.
They leave a trail
but
of,
instead he
of
talks
thinking
about
as a process
music as being like
they
a
leave,
garden.
They leave an indication that
and
thinking
I'm not really much
isn't simply something static
when it comes to
instead
plants,
it's dynamic
for food.
It keeps changing.
That.
And I think that today
I do believe in a kind of garden
as we can record and
ideas,
as we can archive and as we can share things both online and offline,
when one's ideas
that
start
it's good to leave a trail of breadcrumbs
and become something
of what
else.
One is thinking.
There's something amazing about that. Some people talk about making work for themselves, and I don't know that I really buy that, but I do believe that I am part of the audience of the things that I set in motion, and I like to be surprised.
Recently, mistakes. I've gotten interested in misunderstanding game design and game designers.
More interesting.
I feel like, and the reason that I'm interested in my life in these people is how they exemplify systems thinking.
Misunderstanding.
Recently, I was talking to a new friend
I have a soft spot
who is a game designer, and he suggested that I look at a particular essay by Donella Meadows. And in this essay, she's talking about how people approach systems in terms of leverage points. They look for parts of a system and look for where you might push them so that change might happen.
Is that they leave a trail.
And one of the things that Ms. Meadows writes is that a lot of people find the leverage points, but they push something in the wrong direction.
Instead,
and I've been thinking about that for a few days now. I think I often make that kind of mistake.
Today, I do believe in a kind of
as we can and maybe it might be useful to step back and think about which way these leverage points
a trail of breadcrumbs
might be pushed
of what one is thinking. There's something amazing about that. Some people talk about making work for themselves. And I don't know that I really buy that, but I do believe that I am part of the audience of the things that I set in motion, and I like to be surprised. Generative
reprogramming.
Mistakes.
I've gotten interested in misunderstanding. For the past 2 or 3 years,
game designers.
I've been trying to learn how to program.
And the reason that I'm interested,
I've been learning the language processing.
How they exemplify.
And I've been trying to make visual images.
Recently, I was talking to
a new friend who is a game
operations.
Through processing.
That I look at that
and the thing that attracted me to programming, and in this essay, she's talking
about
the fact that I might
people approach
randomize systems in terms of leverage points. And somehow I think of this in terms of John Cage,
of a system,
and look for where you might push them so that change might happen.
Recently,
Marcia Bartholome told me that when Ms. John Cage worked, is that a lot of people
Crown Point Press
find to make print
the leverage points.
He asked the people working with him about the parameters.
I've been thinking about that for a few days now.
He was looking.
I think I often
find out what
kinds of parameters could be adjusted.
Maybe.
It might be useful to,
and what might step back be determined,
think about which way,
through chance,
these leverage points.
Once you know what the parameters are, you can start making a kind of array. And in this array, you can choose those things randomly.
And I don't know that I really buy
whether these are images,
but
or sounds,
I do believe that
or text,
I am part of the audience.
They become part of a crowd
that I set in motion,
and they will volunteer for you if you simply ask through code.
Generative
reprogramming.
Mistakes. I've
gotten ever since I was a teenager, I've been very influenced by a letter by Arthur Rimbaud,
processing.
How they exemplify in this letter,
trying to make
Rimbaud talks about the poet making
a new friend
himself, or we might say himself or herself, through processing,
a seer,
through a systematic
disorder or disorganization of the senses is
about
the fact that I might
people approach
and historically
in terms of
people have connected this,
think of this in terms
both
of
with
John Cage,
Rambeau's
and look for where you
synesthesia
so that change
and his drug use.
They leave a trail.
Marcia Bartholomé told me that when John Cage, but I think that this idea of systematic disorganization of the senses
make print
the leverage points. It also has a kind of
people working with him
metaphorical implication in my life.
About that for a few days now.
I've been working to make art for decades now. And I feel like the best way of understanding
it might be useful
the kind of art that I make is to imagine a desk, and the desk has piles of papers.
Once you know what the
and my process involves,
you can start making a kind of
rearranging these papers on the desk.
In this array,
you can choose
like a child
who's told to clean up his messy room
randomly.
And of course, what he's picking up
images,
are toys,
sounds,
and it seems
or text,
more useful or more true
become part of a
to
crowd,
play with these things.
And they will volunteer for you if you simply ask through code.
Loops.
Mistakes.
Ever since I was a teenager,
years,
loops have
I've
become so essential by
to
letter, contemporary
Arthur Rimbaud
sound
processing.
Production, music production.
In this letter, I'm trying to make
Rimbaud talks
about
loops.
The poet and sounds
have been a part of
himself,
our lives,
you might say,
his habits.
Through process.
And of course, loops are connected to computer programming.
Disorder or disorganization.
But it seems to me like
of
the most useful kind of loop
the fact that I might
is what
and historically
some people refer to as an iterative loop,
this in terms
both
of
with.
John Cage.
And I guess that relates
for where you
synesthesia
to
so
that
change and his drug use.
They leave a trail.
This idea of
told me that when
thinking,
but I think that
over time, thinking over space,
organization,
thinking as a dynamic process, that as you see
it
also a mistake,
kind of
you adjust
metaphorical implication in my
and
life.
You adjust over time, you repeat yourself
for
decades now, but not
and I
feel like exactly the same
way.
You try to refine it,
the kind of art that I make.
Is to imagine a desk, and the desk has piles of papers. Deleuze wrote a book, and my process
of
difference and repetition, rearranging, and somehow I've always understood, if I understand anything in that book,
who's
told to
clean up
this notion
randomly
of.
And of course,
iterative loops and looping
are toys.
Every time it repeats, it's
more useful,
both the same and it's different.
True, become part of a
to
crowd,
play
set in motion,
with these things,
and they will volunteer for you if you simply ask through code. Generative programming.
Loops. The plasticity of data.
Since I was a teenager,
loops have
I've
become so essential
by
to
letter,
contemporary
Arthur Rimbaud
sound production,
music
I can understand
to make Rimbaud talks
but
about
people who have some objections to
our lives,
you might
say,
tangible kinds of art becoming digitized
are connected to computer
programming. But I think one of the really amazing things about
like of
the digitizing a thing is
most
how plastic
kind of
that thing becomes,
is what
how a sound can become an image, or an image
an
can become a sound, or it can become part of a sequence.
And I guess that
relates, and I feel like.
So that change
the plasticity of data
the
also has
a relationship to the way artists have always approached objects and ideas.
That as you see
it also a mistake, you there are things that you can change and you can shape.
You adjust over time.
I think that as an educator, one of the most important ideas I might share with my students is that we no longer live in an age of information scarcity. Instead, we have a glut of information
and repetition,
but that information is atomized. And one of the important things that we might do now is we might take bits and pieces of this atomized information, we might put it together, put these things together
every time it repeats
in a way that is meaningful
and it's different. Become part of a crowd. With these things,
and a thing
volunteer for you
that
if you
has
ask through code.
Our fingerprint.
Loops.
John Cage.
Plasticity of
I've
since I was a teenager,
loops have become so essential.
By
I've been thinking about John Cage and his ideas. I've been liberated by John Cage and his ideas.
People who
for
have some objection
at least half of my life now.
Tangible habits, kinds of art becoming
and I feel
digitized.
Like what I understand
but I think one of the really
of him
amazing things
and his ideas and what he was doing
thing is most
how plastic
kind of
it's changed as I've gotten older.
How a sound can become an image or an
when
image
I was younger
a sound or it can become part of a sequence.
It seemed like John Cage and his ideas were there to give me
the
permission.
Plasticity of data
also has a relationship
to
his example allowed me
always
thinking
over
to objects
dynamic process
and ideas
that as you
to do
a mistake,
things
that
things that you can in unorthodox ways
shape. You adjust over time.
I think that to approach things
educator,
in
not,
ways that
one of the
I don't always understand
share with my students.
But as I've gotten older,
is that we no longer live
I feel like another important
in
part of what John Cage
information
was trying to communicate
instead,
was that even as we have permission to try something new,
but
we also
is atomized. I've always
need
one of the
a kind of self-discipline.
We
understand
now, book, is we might take
it's not a complete abandonment of all rules.
We might put
instead,
it together,
it's the notion that you make
together,
your own rules
repeat,
in a way that
both
is if we abandoned all rules and didn't take any rules at all, it
and
might simply be nihilism.
That
and I think nihilism and anarchy can be very distinct things.
Loops.
John
art
Cage. As a free space in society. I think I first came across this idea in an interview with Chris Burden.
John Cage and his ideas. I've been
and
I can
liberated. It seemed like that was as good an
ideas
as good a definition of the kind of art that I cared about as anything.
Half of my life now.
Though I enjoy making things, and I of course enjoy beautiful
like
things.
What
it's
I understand
always seemed to me like the
really
more important issue,
ideas and what
one of the more important issues in terms of art
it's
was having this kind of free space, a place that you could experiment
younger,
and you didn't have to copy what you saw around you.
And his ideas
you could try something new,
give me permission.
Of data. And I've see around me
a relationship
so much
his example
standardization. I think there are trends leading to more and more standardization, more to bureaucratization and administration.
Things that you can
in unorthodox ways,
shape.
You adjust the over time. I think that introduction of things, the standards of learning, understand,
has really had a huge impact
as I've gotten older on students.
I feel like another important part of what John
information
was trying to communicate,
keeping some kind of free space,
permission
to try something
is important.
But we also,
and I also feel like it's not enough simply to introduce this free space to students who've gone through the standards of learning,
abandonment of all rules,
to students who have been standardized.
It's the notion that you make your own rules.
I'm not even sure that
if we abandoned all rules
that and didn't take any
instincts,
rules at all, it might simply be nihilism.
Towards embracing freedom,
and I think not always there, and anarchy
can be,
but just in case, we might want to keep that sort of preserved. Deleuze as a free space in society.
For me, the most
important idea from Deleuze,
Chris Burton,
is the notion of a desiring machine.
It seemed like that was as good enough.
And when I try to explain a desiring machine to my students, I give them my interpretation, and it could be way off. But Deleuze always suggested that you could use his ideas like a toolkit.
More important issues in terms of art.
And so the way that I explain
this kind of free space,
a desiring machine, is like this.
You could experiment, and you didn't have to.
You can always
copy what you
ask yourself, what do you want? What do you like?
Give me permission.
What do you
and I've
see what moves you
around me
a relationship so much.
His example allows,
and once you locate that,
I think there are trends,
and possibly you might locate a whole field of things when you look for those.
And administration,
you have to realize that they didn't originate in you.
I think that
they're passing through you. They existed before you, and they're going to exist after you.
Of learning, understand.
And they are connecting you to other things, to other people, to ideas, and to institutions.
Keeping some kind
of, they are connecting
as
groups of your ideas to each other,
and I also
to other people's ideas,
simply to introduce
to objects,
to students
who've gone through the standards of learning,
abandonment of all rules,
and I feel like
who have been standardized.
It's the notion that you make your this is a kind of decentering of ourselves as individuals. Machines are always connected to other machines.
Freedom,
Deleuze argues, along with Guattari in Anti-Oedipus and A Thousand Plateaus,
preserved.
We're always connecting.